I told in my classes that three kinds of Srimati Radhika. Or Radhika is only one kind. Radhika is Radhika. But still, Vishvanandini and then Diyogini and Sanjogini. So Srimati Radhika never gives up left lips Vrindavan, always in Vrindavan, with Krishna, no separation, no? So Krishna is not separated and he is always in Vrindavan with Srimati Radhika, always. But in meeting, in highest class of meeting, where Srimati Radhika has Madan mood, most highest, which is only in Srimati Radhika, even not in Krishna, even not in Lalita, what to speak of Chandravali and others. At that time, meeting and separation both are there. High class of feeling joy and high class of separation mood also. And there it may be Prem Vaichitya and Dibyonmat. And also so much joy there. So it is Madan stage, always being together. But something in Mohan mood, in separation. What class of separation? In Prem Vaichitya or in Man, if Radhika is not speaking with Krishna and thinking that Krishna has gone away from here, for a moment, if he thinks that he comes in a Mohan mood, and then again, a Prem Vaichitya Dinmo Dibyonmat, but of second class, not of high class. Premonmat can also be in Satyabhama Indwarka, but of third class. Understand? Not so much thicker as it will be in meeting. And then second will be in separation mood, but not for that he has gone to Mathura. No. In Vrindavan he has gone to Grace Cows or Srimati Radhika has done Maan or Krishna may do Maan. Or anyhow Srimati Radhika is controlled by Jatila, Kutila and others and cannot meet to Krishna. That will come Mohan Bhav. So there is meeting always in Vrindavan. But testing all these things. But when he will be, now a question may come. If Krishna is always in Vrindavan with Radhika, then how separation mood comes in Radhika and Krishna? How? Why Radhika so much weeping? Oh, if Krishna and Radha are both in Radha Kund or in Prem Sarovar and Srimati Radhika is in the lap of Krishna, and if anyone Madhumangal comes and tells that, oh, I have driven out this bee, Madhusudan, from here and he will never come return. And Radhika being in the lap of Krishna. And she is weeping bitterly and she becomes spent, forgets who am I. Like this. When in the Nishanta Lila, Radhika is coming to his home, he tells to Lalita, who am I? Can you tell where I am going? Why I am going? What I am doing? What is this? Krishna is there. He has separated and he is going to Nandagaon, she is going to Gaon. But this must come. So, in Vrindavan, even Krishna is meeting with. But she can bear a separation of moment. Jugaite Nimishan, Chakshusha Brahmisha, Jagat Sarvam Govinda Parahinam. Like this. अतति जद भवन अन्निकाननम त्रुटि जुगायते सता कुटिल कुंतलम श्री मुखंचते जड़बुदेक्षताम पक्षकृत दृशं ओ दे आर अब्यूजिंग कृष्ण ब्रह्मा व्हाई यू मेक ओनली टू आईज व्हाई दैट लॉक्स एंड लैक्स eyes in all parts of body. And if you have made, why you made the clips? Eyelids. Why you made? If I am Brahma, I would given a very good lesson. I would given lakhs and lakhs. Eyes without eyelids. But even why Brahma made tears? If you want to see Krishna, but tears come, why? Oh, then we have not made tears. Like this. They are causing Brahma even. So for a moment becomes like lakhs and lakhs years, more than that. And in meeting, lakhs and lakhs years becomes less than 1 minute. You cannot realize all this. You can realize all these things when you have same kind of love and affection. You can imagine only when you will come in the stage of every little semblance you can. So, Sri Radhika has some feeling separation. But Krishna is there. Even so is Vrishvanu Nandini there. Secondly, you know that Akrur came, gopis are telling that he is not Akrur. What is the meaning of Akrur and Krur? Krur means? Cruel. And Akrur, not cruel. But really he is cruel. So, when Akrur came in Mathura, in Nandagaon, and met with Krishna and Baladev, oh, you should know that really you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. They have kept here in night, so you don't know. But really, you should know that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Then Krishna in acquisitiveness, but janne ke liye kautuhal, inquisitive, curiosity. What then became? Oh, now your father and mother are very interested. Can't want to kill for you, only for you. So you should come to Mathura and try to save your father and mother. Baldev Savya, you are a lawyer. Oh, we are son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. But Krishna was so much inspired. Oh, I must save. Whether he is my father or not father, no question. He is friend of our father. Who is father? Nanda Baba. So I must go there. And we should save our father, mother, and kill Kansa. So they went with Akrur. And they told gopis and all Brijavasi, oh, you are coming tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, then day after tomorrow we will surely come. After saving our father, mother and killing that Kansa, surely we will come. And anyhow, they became faint and he came. When he killed Kans. After killing Kans, Vasudev, and he went to Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna and Baldev. And at that time, they were folding their hands, they were praying that, oh, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. I saw at your birth time, four-handed, you are like Vishnu and Narayan. And you have come to save and to kill Karns and all demons, we know. And they began to realize, you are not my son. Then Krishna, that how our Leela, all the pastimes will go. So cleverly he called Jogmaya. And then Jogmaya covered their this intelligence by all appearances. And they forgot all. And Krishna then came in the lap of Devaki. Oh, mother, mother. And Baladev Prabhu in the lap of Vasudev and began to weep. Oh, you have forget us. You are not crossing us and having no love and affection for us. But quickly they began to weep. And they kept Krishna and Balaram. Now Nand Baba is waiting where? In bullock cart, where in a shade of a tree he was, out of Mathura, the bank of Yamuna, he was staying in a bullock cart with some friends like Sridham Subal, Madhumangal. And they are also very worried. But Krishna is not coming. In the meantime, Ugrasen came unfolded and he gave the whole kingdom to Krishna. But Krishna told that, I am your servant. I will serve you. And he gave Poot Tilak, Rajasinghasan, all everything and made him king of whole state. And he told that, I will serve you. And that after that they kept Krishna and Baldev with them in that Raj Palace. Here Nand Baba is crying, worried that Krishna now is not coming. Krishna and Baldev has forgotten him. So one day they did not come. And he was badly waiting for them. Next day in the evening, anyhow, Krishna and Baldev, when it was dawn, some andhakar, a darkness came. And in the time, alone Krishna and Baldev came. And they sat on weeping, laps of Nanda Baba. In right, Baldev Prabhu, and in left, Baldev. And Nanda Baba was weeping. Krishna saw that Baba is weeping. Why father is weeping? And he took his tears with his Pitambar. Baldev also. And they were giving Santana, pacifying, they began. Baldev told Baba, they are telling all that you are son of Vasudev and Devaki, but we have no, don't believe you. We are your son. Nanda Baba was telling, I want to know that you want to return with me or not. Baldev Prabhu, surely we will return. Krishna told that we should. At once we are coming with you to Vrindavan. But Baldev Prabhu told that you are my father. No, I know that I am son of Vasudeva and Rohini. I know. I have heard. But they are not my parents. But I have no connection with Vasudeva. Because he left me from my birth and he had never taken care of me. So those who take care, only giving birth is not father. So though he has supported and nourished me from very beginning, from childhood, he is my father and you are my father. and my mother is Yashoda. I don't know any other. If mother, then second mother is Choti Maiya. But no relation with Devaki. He has left me. So you are my father. So we must go there. But Nanda Baba was waiting and telling, "Oh Baldev, your father and mother has lost so many sons. Seven sons they have lost. Kansa has killed six children and one. So I think he will be mad if you are coming with me. So for some days you should wait here, and when he will be pacified, then you can come with me in Mathura." Baldev Prabhu began to weep and told that, "I cannot live without Krishna. Never, it cannot be." Then Krishna told that, "What should we do, father? May I live for 2-3 days with Baldev? Otherwise Baldev will go with me if I am coming. So if you will permit me to be here for 2-3 days, to pacify, Baldev will pacify his father and mother. Then I will come. Otherwise Baldev cannot live alone. And also it is very hard for me to live alone. But I can come with you. But Baldev Prabhu will also come with me. Then what to do?" Then it was a very great problem. And Baba was thinking, what to decide? Whether I should leave two sons here or I should take them? If I am taking Baldev, then Krishna will also come. If I am taking Krishna, then Baldev will also come. And thus his father and mother will weep and die. Should I do this? I should be the cause of death of my brother Vasudev and Devaki. So I cannot. But I cannot live without Krishna. It is impossible. Why? What should I do? Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, that I am telling to you, that there are two places. If a man has love and affection to a certain place, and all are loving so high class, and another place or some honor, but not so much love. Where a person will like to live? Where? Where there is much and more affection. Undoubtedly. Vrindavan is a place of more love and affection. Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj, Akrur, and Uddhav, they may have some love and affection. But in comparison to Vrindavan, in comparison to Yashoda and Nanda Baba and all friends and beloved gopis, oh, there is zero love and affection in Mathura. So how Krishna can give up this place and he will be of less important place in Mathura or Dwarka? It is absurd. So Krishna cannot leave this place. And you also know one fact, that when Akrur began to take Krishna and Mathura and he was bringing them, and when he came to Brahmaharada on the borderline of Mathura and Vrindavan, and Akrur was taking bath in Yamuna Harada, that Brahmaharada, and when he underwater, and he saw that Krishna is Baldev is here. And when he came out and he saw that Krishna and Baldev are in chariot, again he did. Again went there. And again he saw. What he saw? Krishna and Baldev are here underwater. And Krishna and Baldev, when he came out, he saw on the chariot. What means? At that time when he was dying, Krishna and Baldev went in water, and from their water they returned to, and who were sitting on the chariot. They became like Vasudev and Sankarsan, and they went with Akrura. Pad ekam nagacchati. Never he can go. So he will not go. So now come to this point. Nanda Baba was thinking what to do. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that Krishna and Baldev became two, each of them. There were two manifestations. One came with Nanda Baba on his bullock cart, Krishna and Baldev, who were really Brajendra Nandan. They returned to Vrindavan. But this thing anyone could not do in Prakat Leela. So in a Prakat Leela he is always with there in Braja. And who came with who did not come with Nanda Baba, that Baldev and Krishna were Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev Sankarsan Dham. Understand something? They will make you understand to general, if you are not. But you should know that Brajendranand Radha Kanta is always in Vrindavan. He never gets up, leaves Vrindavan, always. But sometimes feeling separation, Radhika, and may not feel his separation, very happy. But in one moment separation, it becomes so. So, in Nandagaon is Vyogini Radha. Sanjogini Radha. Vishwanandani always in Radha Kund and Javat and Nandagaon meeting with Krishna, always. But Vyogini, the manifestation of one Radha, where she is? In Nandagaon. And who saw? Uddhava saw. When he went there, what became? First Krishna told him, oh, please go there. There is none to satisfy them. Give some consolation to my father and mother. Especially give consolation to my very beloved Gopi. Madgat prana. Madgat chitta, mat prana, madatsi takta daihaka. They have given up everything. What? Take anything to decorate. They have forgotten their bodies and everything. They have left their husband and all things. No, deha and dahik both. Deha and dahik, you know? Body and also related things with body. They have given up. Totally. Madgat prana. There is prana, their life is in my heart. They cannot live without me. So go and help them. And tell that I am not separate. I am always with them. When he went in the evening on a golden chariot, and Krishna decorated him with his own pitambar and worn garments. So he went in Nandagaon, and in darkness, when he reached there, then he heard, oh, he is coming. Some gopis were telling, who is coming? When gopi told, you don't know, coming. Akrura is coming. Again Akrura, why? Because he has taken Krishna, and again for what purpose he will come? Oh, he will come, that comes, he is now killed. And his last funeral ceremony will be done. And a pind will be done, given. You know pind?
Oblation.
So there is no pind in Mathura. And here so many pinds, because all gopis and gopis are dead. So Akrur will come, has come to take our heart, to give in to conscience. Very bad thing in our culture, Vaidhi culture. This, no? To take a heart and to give to in sacrifice that. No? So then Uddhava heard, oh, he began to weep. All earth used to be divided into two. Why I came? In an appellant way, on golden chariot. If I had come, I would have come on foot. Oh, you are saying that he has come with ornaments golden? Why he has come? Oh, to show his father, mother, Nanda and Yashoda are so poor. He has sent his servant on chariot of golden chariot, and with so much affluence, how having so much golden ornaments and so decorated, to show that now I have become the king and emperor of Mathura. I am not that poor person that I will go to cowherd. And to show this, that oh, your father and mother is so poor. They are not only cowherd. So to show he has sent. Then Akrur, oh, why I took golden these things? And he began to think, what should I do? Then anyhow, in the evening, he left his chariot there, out of Braja, and went on forth. And when he entered in the house of Nanda Baba, Nanda Baba heard that, oh, Uddhava has come. Who was Uddhava? He was the Nanda Baba like son, his brother's son, like nephew like. So he called him and gave some to eat. And when he was happy there, then he began to ask. He wanted to ask how my son is there, how Krishna. But he could not utter. When he used to remember Krishna and he wanted to ask how my little boy is, then he began to watch so much. Began to weep. Anyhow, he could not check himself. And he told, how my brother is, O Vasudev. Fortunately, he has been set. His wife has been set. And Kans is killed by his own action. Anyone has not killed him by his own action. Oh, I remember my son. I used to go to Govardhan. Here I, in my home, I see the footprints of Krishna. I cannot change myself. That is why I used to go to Govardhan. But there also I see the footprints. And there is no tree where Krishna has not done anything past time. So there I also become servant. And then return I go to Yamuna. But there also I see that, oh, here Krishna used to graze cows and take bath in Yamuna and remember so many things, and then I become so worried and began to weep. What to do? And things, and he began to weep bitterly. No father, he's thinking Krishna, his son, and weeping so. I have never seen a father like him. I want to be, have a love and affection like this, but I cannot. His love and affection is like Everest, so hard. And I am like an insect in the bottom of Everest. I cannot even look. So, what should I do? If I am telling that you should weep and look, If anyone is waiting, only one, even a drop of tear comes, his life is successful if he is weeping for Krishna. No? If really one drop of tear will come, our life is successful. But never comes, because our heart are made of thunderbolts. And this person, thinking Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gods of Gods, Sarvashreshthar, and thinking that he is my son and he is beating so much. But Krishna has sent me for what purpose? To console. How should I console? Should I tell him that you should not weep? Can I tell? If he is anyone is weeping for Krishna, should I tell that, oh, you should not weep for Krishna? Then whole scriptures will chop my mouth. Don't tell. Should I tell that, oh, Nand Baba, you should weep bitterly? Oh, that I cannot tell. Then there will be no consolation. So what should I do? I am in dilemma. Whether I should console him, telling that you should not weep, or I should tell that you should more weep. A learned person